Speaker Johnson renews House Select Committee on the CCP. House Speaker Mike Johnson on Tuesday renewed the Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party for a second term. The House of Representatives voted on January 3rd to renew the committee, which was created in January 2023 to address the strategic competition between the United States and the CCP. In July 2024, Johnson expressed his support for the renewal of the committee in the 119th Congress, and he released a statement via the committee on Tuesday saying the committee's ongoing work is crucial. He also praised committee chairman John Molinar. Through his principled service in Congress, John has earned the respect of our House colleagues on both sides of the aisle, and we are pleased to announce that the committee will continue under his leadership during the critical 119th Congress, he said. Molinar took over as the committee's chairman in April 2024 when former chairman Representative Mike Gallagher left Congress. Members of the committee have introduced a host of China-related bills, including those aimed at screening Chinese investments, stopping Chinese companies from accessing U.S. tax benefits, incentivizing the divestiture of certain securities with China links, supporting Taiwan's international space, sanctioning TikTok, reducing China's dominance of critical mineral supplies, and pressuring the CCP over the use of forced labor in China's Xinjiang region. On January 23, Molinar, along with Representative Tom Suozzi, a member of the Ways and Means Committee and co-founder and chair of the bipartisan Congressional Uyghur Caucus, reintroduced a bill to suspend normal trade relations with China and codify higher tariffs on goods from the country. A companion bill was reintroduced in the Senate by Senators Tom Cotton, Jim Banks, and Josh Hawley. On top of legislative efforts, the committee's advocacy on China-related issues includes calling for the government to tighten chip restrictions, protect U.S. photonic chip technologies from Chinese threats and competition, designate certain companies as Chinese military companies, and restrict U.S. biotech companies from conducting clinical trials with entities linked to the Chinese military. Johnson appointed 12 Republican members to the Committee on the CCP besides Molinar. That includes 8 existing members, Representatives Rob Whitman, Andy Barr, Dan Newhouse, Darren LaHood, Neil Dunn, Dusty Johnson, Ashley Hinson, and Carlos Jimenez. For newly appointed Republican members are Representatives Gus Belirakis, Young Kim, Nathaniel Moran, and Zach Nunn. Minority Leader Representative Hakeem Jeffries on Wednesday reappointed Raja Krishnamurti as the committee's ranking member. Other Democratic members of the committee include Representatives Kathy Castor, Andre Carson, Seth Moulton, Ro Khanna, Mikey Sherrill, Haley Stevens, Richie Torres, Chantal Brown, and new members Greg Stanton and Jill Takuda. In a statement, Molinar thanked Johnson for his support and pledged to advance policies that keep the United States strong and secure as we confront China's increasing challenges to our national security. The CCP represents the most significant national and economic security threat of our time, he said, adding that he's proud to build on the bipartisan work of the last Congress. We are strengthening our efforts to combat the CCP's growing influence around the world and protect our freedom and way of life, he said.